Hello everyone, Aneta here, and welcome back to another episode of A Course in Miracles with Annette Aneta. Today we're on What is a Miracle, and we're on Lesson 349. As is tradition, with the last 2 days of the What Is's, one of us will read the entire thing all the way through. So today, that's me. So,
I just have to say I love the What Is's. That made me smile. Oh.
So everyone could just, if it's safe to do so, of course, just sit back, relax, maybe sit back on your chair, put your hands in your lap, shut your eyes, just soak this in. Because a miracle is that expression of love. And a miracle is what changes our perception from ego. What is a miracle? A miracle is a correction. It does not create nor really change at all. It merely looks on devastation and reminds the mind that what it sees is false. It undoes error, but does not attempt to go beyond perception nor exceed the function of forgiveness. Thus, it stays within time's limits. Yet, it paves the way for the return of timelessness and love's awakening, for fear must slip away under the gentle remedy it gives. A miracle contains the gift of grace, for it is given and received as one. And thus it illustrates the law of truth the world does not obey, because it fails entirely to understand its ways. A miracle inverts perception, which was upside down before, and thus it ends the strange distortions that were manifest. Now is perception open to the truth. Now is forgiveness seen as justified. Forgiveness is the home of miracles. The eyes of Christ deliver them to all they look upon in mercy and in love. Perception stands corrected in his sight, and what was meant to curse has come to bless. Each lily of forgiveness offers all the world the silent miracle of love, and each is laid before the Word of God upon the universal altar to Creator and creation in light of perfect purity and endless peace. The miracle is taken first on faith, because to ask for it implies the mind has been made ready to conceive of what it cannot see and does not understand. Yet faith will bring its witnesses to show that what it rested on is really there, and thus the miracle will justify your faith in it and show it rested on a world more real than the one you saw before, a world redeemed from what you thought you saw. Miracles fall like drops of healing rain from heaven on a dry and dusty world, where starved and thirsty creatures come to die. Now they have water, now the world is green, and everywhere the signs of life spring up to show that what is born can never die, for what has life has immortality. What is a miracle?
Lesson 349. Today I let Christ's vision look upon all things for me and judge them not, but give each one a miracle of love instead. So would I liberate all things I see and give to them the freedom that I seek. For thus do I obey the law of love and give what I would find and make my own. It will be given me because I have chosen it as the gift I want to give. Father, your gifts are mine. Each one that I accept gives me a miracle to give. And giving as I would receive, I learn your healing miracles belong to me.
Our Father knows our needs. He gives us grace to meet them all. And so we trust in him to send us miracles, to bless the world and heal our minds as we return to him. Lesson 349, Today I let Christ's vision look upon all things for me and judge them not, but give each one a miracle of love instead. I have to say, I love this sentence of our lesson. Our Father knows our needs.
Our Father knows our needs. Yeah, I love that too. Sometimes we can feel so forgotten.
Or feel like we have to do it all on our own.
That's like, another big thing, yeah.
Relying on our own strength. Mm-hmm. I think I see that almost daily in the world. I'm not talking about like ACIM students or something like that. Just in the world. Just look at the news, look at everybody you meet, everything. It's we're all relying on our own strength to try to figure all this stuff out.
Right.
And we're not doing a great job at it.
All the striving and the grasping and
the fighting and the contention.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what love is.
I've often thought, and I'm having this thought more and more, like what would happen if people used all the energy they use to fight, if they use that to get along? You know, I know we talked about a few weeks ago how, you know, like for me, conflict is just not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it seems like such a waste of time and energy. I'm not talking about having to talk and talking things over.
Yeah, that's not conflict.
No. But I am talking about just, you know, name calling and bashing people and all that. No, I'm not getting involved in that at all. And I see you see that so much that happens. And you think, gosh, what would happen if we as humanity used all the energy we used for defensiveness and attack and this is mine and you're bad and there's something wrong with you and, you know, false guilting people to feel badly about themselves. Like, what if we did all that and used all that energy for good? I mean, we would all be happy. And it seems like that's what we all kind of seem to want. Maybe we all don't. Maybe some of us enjoy the fight. I don't know. But, you know, what if we all just used, because that's what this is, you know, like, today I let Christ's vision look upon all things for me. Like to let go of all this ego thought system sight and to really allow the Holy Spirit to see for us.
It would be a much different world for sure. Because I've thought the same thing where it's kind of like that. You see someone who's trying really hard to get out of work or something like that. Then it's like, well, gosh, if all the effort you put in to get out of whatever you were supposed to do, if you just only used a quarter of that, you could have gotten what you're supposed to do done.
Or people who go through, you know, elaborate schemes to create criminal activity.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what if they just put all the elaborate schemes into doing something good? I mean, you know, who knows what would happen? Well, this lesson actually is telling us what would happen. So would I liberate all things I see and give to them the freedom that I seek. For thus do I obey the law of love and give what I would find and make my own. We would feel such freedom. We would have such freedom if we were able to come from that loving space and just act from that instead of all of the other fighting and ego thought system behavior that we tend to come from.
Well, even the ego thought system is scheming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's like all the energy and effort we put into the ego thought system, we could be using for the Holy Spirit thought system.
Yeah, and we hang on to it like, you know, that it like it's going to be the one that save us. I wanted to just spend a little time today and if tomorrow, if we don't finish it, since tomorrow's our last day, paragraph 5 of What is a Miracle? Miracles fall like drops of healing rain from heaven on a dry and dusty world where starved and thirsty creatures come to die. You do realize that we are the starved and thirsty creatures.
Mm-hmm.
Come to die.
Meaning, not come to live.
Not come to live. What comes up in you when you think of, gosh, we're being described as starved and thirsty creatures?
That feels about right.
Does it feel pretty accurate?
Yep.
Yeah.
How about for you?
Yeah, I think of, you know, the people that I've met that are like starved for love. And then the thirst that I have felt throughout my life to feel okay about myself and who I am. That really resonates for me. And I also, it really very much rings true, is like the miracles fall like drops of healing rain. They feel like healing rain. Like once you have that perception change, like, you know, you're deep into resentment and whatever it is, and then you receive the miracle and you can't see from the ego thought system in that particular way ever again, because the miracle heals it. It's so comforting, and it kind of leads me back to what you said really stood out to you with, you know, like, I want to get it right. Our Father knows our needs. Our Father knows our miracles that we need,
mm-hmm.
you know, right? The right
all of them.
All of them. Yeah. So now they have water. Now the world is green, and everywhere the signs of life spring up to show that what is born can never die. So even though we are coming into physical form and we think we're alive in this body, our bodies may die, but we never can. As eternal spirit, we never will die.
I would probably recommend we all write, instead of born, we can write created.
Mm-hmm.
So remember, make and create. Make is with ego. Create is with love. And so,
this would really actually be a made.
Are you sure about that?
I do. I mean, you know, we don't have to think the same thing about, of course.
No, we don't.
But I guess for me, the reason I would say this would actually be a maid is because, and everywhere the signs of life spring up to show that what is like born of the ego, because that's what the ego thought system is. What is born of the ego really can never die, because it is just eternal spirit.
Huh,
for what has life has immortality.
See, I take this line as, and everywhere the signs of life spring up, kind of love is then shown to us or reflected back to us to show that what is created in love can never really die. Because we were here, came into the ego thought system to punish ourselves for thinking we can separate from God, to really to die, because that's the punishment, to die and suffer. So what was born, what is really created from love, can never die. For once it is created by love, it hasn't, it's forever, it's eternal. So that was the way I took that.
Oh, well, I like them both.
Because to me, it's like we're born of love.
Yeah, truly. And I think that we're also born, we're coming in as ego thought system form.
Mm.
And then we're here to remember who we truly are. And when we all have remembered, when we've all gone through that journey with that distance to a goal that's never changed, we won't have a form anymore. So that's fun to see, you know.
It is fun, you know, because we both took that same exact sentence and had actually, like, not opposite definitions, but we kind of, in a way.
Yeah, kind of, but it kind of got to the same place.
We ended at the same point.
Yeah.
We just took different routes.
Yes. So I wanted us to spend the last just few minutes so that people could kind of plan on things. I would really appreciate it if you would share a little bit about our new podcast, not the extension of this one, but our new podcast.
So our new podcast is called Morning Intentions. And the foundation of it is, so in our coaching, we always encourage and help our clients develop a positive morning routine. Say that again, a positive morning routine. Much like how in A Course in Miracles, and we talked about this actually just in What is a Miracle? What's your intention for the day? Decide what kind of day you want to have. Is this a day of love or is this a day of ego and fear? Which one do you want? So that positive morning routine is about starting our day off from the love side in the positivity, but really the content of what positivity is, really having this love for self, and love for others, that having that love just go throughout our day. That's what we want to help create with a positive morning routine. And so we're people, we live, and we saw there's really not much out there to really start our day off positively, to really contribute to creating a day with love. There's the news, which is quite fear-based. And then there's really a lot of other stuff, even if we have like a devotional or something, if it's coming from this more fear-based spirituality, it can still start us off with fear. So we want to start our days off positively. That's
and the intention is to teach tools.
Right.
So that it's not hard to grasp.
Right. But so we're all joining together to have a conversation about learning tools. We're going to be talking about whether it's a coaching thing or it's just us bringing ourselves and what's going on in us and how do we bring that positive aspect, that love aspect to life so we can all start our days off on the right foot. So when we step out into the world, or if you're listening in your car, open up the door and step into work, your mindset is that, it's in that mindset of love.
And it is not a podcast that will be based directly on A Course in Miracles.
It's really not a spiritual podcast.
No, it's just for everyone. But of course, since we're showing up and we're the ones putting it on, there'll be that thread in there, you know, where we teach kind of course, and we try to live course concepts wherever we go. So there will be some of that in there, but it's not directly related to A Course in Miracles.
Right.
Although, as A Course in Miracles student, we're going to bring out some really, you know, just some really helpful tools and ways so that we can truly live our purpose. And it's going to be a Monday through Friday podcast, except for on holidays. We may have
like
just
the holiday itself.
On the holiday itself, we may have like short little holiday episodes, but the real, it's going to be every other day, but what we deem as our holidays. And it's going to start, the first episode will start on December 30th. And that's going to be kind of sharing who we are. And then on December 31st, it's going to be a podcast on what we want to do with our Morning Intentions podcast. Then on January 1st, we'll just say probably just Happy New Year, make it short, because it really is a Monday through Friday podcast. And then on January 2nd, we'll be all set to go. And it's going to be on Patreon, and you really can't sign up for it yet, I don't think. You have to wait till it starts.
Yes.
Right? That's the way that
platform works.
Right. So we just wanted to share a little bit about it so you all could, maybe we would love it if you would just join us over there and learn some practical tools in life so that, you know, to show up as our best selves. That's what Ada and I really try to teach in all of our coaching. And then also just a little reminder that we are going to continue this podcast with a weekly podcast featuring the text. Because now that we will have in, you know, just 2 weeks now, we'll be finishing the workbook, or less than 2 weeks now, we'll be finishing the workbook, and we want to go on and share the text.
I'm really happy we decided to do that because I was getting sad that we were about done.
Yeah, so that's where we're going, yep. And please join us tomorrow for our last day of What is a Miracle? Have a wonderful day.
See you tomorrow.